Hi and welcome to the program. My name is Sasha Reiklina, and today I will be speaking to Greg Mello, who is an executive director and co-founder of the Los Alamos Study Group. We will be talking about the wildfires that have been raging through New Mexico, dangerously close to the Los Alamos Laboratory. Mr. Mello, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Most importantly, has everybody been safely evacuated from the danger zone?
As far as we know, everyone has.
And how far is the wildfire currently from the Los Alamos Laboratory?
It's right across the road from the southern boundary of the laboratory, and perhaps about a mile on the southwest, and then continues along the west boundary of the laboratory.
I believe that the facility of greatest concern within the lab is the Technical Area 55, which holds a large amount of plutonium. Is that so?
Well, that's certainly one concern. There's a tritium facility, which is very close to an active area of the fire, and then there's a waste facility in the central part of the laboratory to the east of the plutonium facility that's about 3 miles from the fire. The proximity of the tritium facility to the fire concerns me a little bit, even though presumably the tritium facility is protected against fires.
How is it protected against fires?
According to the laboratory, materials are put in fireproof containers, and the building itself is somewhat fortified against fires. Now, against that, we have to put the fact that this facility has had a number of safety problems. There have been leaks of tritium, and there are problems associated with the facility, and there's always the possibility of some confusion. As far as we know, everything is safe. We just hope that everyone has done their job properly.
When do these problems at the tritium facility date back to?
These problems have occurred over a long period of time, having to do with the integrity of tritium containers, with some leaks in the tritium system that can allow air into the tritium. They are a little bit beyond routine back and forth that occurs with safety inspectors. The facility is a little more troubled than we'd like to see, but it's not over the top. They don't have that rate of a workload there, and so they're able to more or less shut down parts of the facility when they've exceeded their safety envelope. The uncertainty and the lack of information that goes with Los Alamos National Laboratory leaves me with some small sense of disquiet, but I can't say that there's danger there.
Do you think there is a chance that nuclear materials are leaking currently at the site?
No, I don't think there is any chance of that now, because as of a couple of hours ago, the fire had not entered the laboratory anywhere near that facility. There'd been one small area where the fire entered the laboratory, but it was an area where there wasn't a very great density of forest, and the fire was put out yesterday.
So there is a team of firefighters working at the laboratory currently?
Yes, there is. I don't exactly know how many firefighters are there, but I would expect a few hundred, and there are a number of airplanes involved. The fire is very large. It blew up, you know, very quickly to 60,000 acres. Almost 100 square miles in just 2 days.
What extra steps are being taken to protect the especially hazardous parts of the laboratory from this fire?
There has been forest thinning that has taken place before now. There are fire crews standing by. Now, there's a concern that, given the size of the fire, that there might not be enough manpower if the fire starts moving in another direction and then switches back. They have foam, which they can use on sensitive facilities. There is a somewhat greater danger with this fire because, as was the case in Russia last year, the forests are very dry, and the fire behavior is more aggressive than most people have ever seen in their lives.
Are the laboratory's emergency systems up to date? Were they prepared in the first place to deal with this sort of anomaly?
The laboratory's emergency systems are supposedly up to date. There's always a chance that the laboratory has not managed itself well. It is not a very well-managed facility overall. So we hope there was an adverse external review of the fire department in 2009 by the Government Accountability Office. That review dealt mostly with the ability of the Los Alamos Fire Department to respond to fires involving hazardous chemicals and nuclear materials. This fire so far does not involve those materials and is more of the ordinary forest fire concern. sort of fire.
Well, the Los Alamos Laboratory is the nuclear research laboratory in the United States. How can it not be managed well?
That's a good question. It has too much money. There's a lot of dollars chasing a relatively small amount of work, so that there's a sense of entitlement, a lack of rigor in the definition of jobs, and it is run by a for-profit corporation, so there's always a consideration of whether more money will be available for a project. That doesn't create a very lean management structure.
Did anybody ever expect wildfires to sweep so close to the laboratory?
Oh, yes. Wildfires have been expected. What's not expected is how fast the fire developed. Certainly, I didn't expect it, and the Los Alamos fire chief has said that this is the most aggressive fire he's ever seen in his 42 years.
The one concern that I have in mind is that most of the American nuclear facilities have been built more than 30 years ago. And I'm just wondering if any safety features are outstanding from these facilities due to the fact that they may be outdated.
They are outdated in many cases, and the regulatory environment in the United States has not been aggressive. There have been a lot of corners cut. Inspectors very often will look at paperwork rather than physically looking at the plant. Regulations have been continuously weakened so that plants can still meet the regulations, even though they're getting older and older. I think a very thorough review is needed in some plants which are located in particularly bad locations or which use particularly outdated and unsafe technologies may just need to be shut down.
What would these power plants be that would need to be shut down?
The General Electric Mark I boiling water reactors of the kind used at the Fukushima Daiichi plant are prime candidates for suspicion because their containment systems are inherently inadequate. I didn't mention the problem of overloading the spent fuel pools, which occurs across most reactors in the United States. It would be relatively cheap, only a few million dollars, to put the fuel in dry cask storage. This should be done immediately. Some reactors which are located in particularly bad locations really ought to be closed.
Thank you so much for the interview. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you very much, Alexandra.
And that wraps up my conversation with Greg Mello, who is an executive director and co-founder of the Los Alamos Study Group. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful afternoon.